traffic at airports across the country is down by more than half this year. Harvest Public Media's Brian Grimmett reports on how dozens of smaller regional airports are handling losing flights, including how some see it as an opportunity.
On a recent morning at Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport in Wichita, Kansas, a small group of passengers grabs their bags from the carousel before heading outside the terminal. One of those passengers is Katie Hansen, who has just arrived from Columbus, Ohio, via Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. She says other than seeing a few closed restaurants at O'Hare, the experience was pretty normal.
Like, if people didn't have masks on, there'd be nothing different.
About 20 minutes after Hansen left, the terminal was once again mostly empty. PA announcements echoed off the large glass walls.
All areas within the terminal building are designated as smoke-free.
It's unusual. Before the pandemic, the Wichita Airport would typically see about 2,300 passengers a day this time of year. Now, it's a good day if it's more than 1,000.
So obviously, when nobody's traveling, we're not generating revenue.
That's Airport Marketing Manager Valerie Wise. She says the decreased revenue has led to slashed budgets. It also meant layoffs. The airport had to get rid of its customer courtesy staff, the parking lot operator closed a lot and laid off drivers, and the Aviator Cafe on the main floor of the terminal is still closed.
The outlook was really good until COVID hit.
The Wichita Airport had seen 7 straight years of passenger growth before 2020. It had also added several new destinations and planned to add 7 more in the next 5 years. But now, the airport hopes just to keep the routes it has. Losing service is a big deal for Wichita and the people it serves, but it's an even bigger existential crisis at many of the region's smaller airports, like the one in Manhattan, Kansas. Before the pandemic, Manhattan had several daily flights to and from Chicago and Dallas, but now that's down to only 1 or 2 Dallas flights. Jesse Romo is the airport administrator in Manhattan. He says a $2.1 million grant from the Federal CARES Act is keeping the airport afloat for this year, but is worried about what might happen without additional aid.
There is an additional funding that's passed, and we have this, you know, kind of environment that is long-lasting. There's going to be some difficult choices ahead.
Several other airports are feeling the pinch of losing flights, too. In July, Lincoln, Nebraska became one of 11 airports Delta Airlines pulled out of. The loss left the airport with only a couple of daily flights from United Airlines.
We are in continual talks with Delta, but that temporary suspension was supposed to go through October, and we have not been given any indication that they will be coming back at least this year.
That's Lincoln Airport spokeswoman Rachel Barth. She says for the year, traffic is down more than 65% in Lincoln. It's the same story at airports across the Midwest. The airports in Des Moines, Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska have all seen a drop in total passengers of more than 55%. Even the larger airports in Kansas City and St. Louis are seeing numbers down about 60% compared to last year. And yet, despite all that, the Lincoln Airport just announced a renovation project of its more than 50-year-old terminal, including the addition of 2 new gates. Barth says while it might seem strange to take on a project like this right now, it actually might work out for the better. With fewer passengers and down a carrier, they'll be able to do construction without too many interruptions.
It doesn't guarantee that all of a sudden we're going to get an American or that Delta's going to come running back because we got a new terminal. I mean, they don't really care about that. But it does set you up for success.
Such as attracting a new budget leisure carrier, which would be helpful since there has been a steady nationwide increase in the number of travelers since July, many of whom visiting family or going on vacation. But even if Lincoln manages to diversify a little, Barth says like most airports, the majority of their passengers will always be business travelers. And industry experts predict it could take anywhere from 2 to 10 years to come back. In Wichita, I'm Brian Grimmett.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest and Great Plains. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.